Welcome to the Hannah Wiz podcast, the show that supports you to create an extraordinary life. My name is Hannah Wiz, and I'm your host, life coach, certified yoga teacher, and founder of Yoga Junkies, a yoga lifestyle brand for on and off the mat. In this show, I will talk with inspiring guests who share their knowledge and story about topics such as mindset, mental health, mindfulness, healing, passion, and spirituality. I will also be guiding you through meditations and teach you the tools and tactics to heal your heart, follow your intuition, connect with your true, authentic self, and learn how to turn your dreams into reality. So, are you ready to shine your light? Excited and deeply grateful to have such an inspiring, upbeat guest on the show today. Julie, thank you so much for your time and welcome to my podcast.
Oh, Hannah, thank you so much for inviting me.
I am so excited to talk about a total new topic, something that like maybe in some conversations was mentioned, but now we have you here who can tell us all about psychic mediumship, spirituality, because you are a psychic medium. Would you like to share with us how you developed or how you discovered your gift?
Yeah. So I wasn't like out on the hunt for this. I had always been like a go-getter or achiever within my life because I just didn't grow up with a lot. And if you know, wanted to have money for a movie on Friday night, you had to go figure it out. And so I had worked my way from 14 years old until I was about 33. Up in my career, I was working for universities and nonprofits in the fundraising world and a lot with alumni. And I was still kind of lost, right? Like I had done all this work for almost 20 years and felt just empty, right? And I had a family, I had a husband, I had a kiddo, and I just felt like something was missing from my life. And my dad and I, short story, were always like very philosophically aligned. We would have these great, deep philosophical conversations when I was younger. And yet he had a lot of fun in this lifetime. He cheated a lot. And I'd always catch him with different women starting in third grade. And so I just kind of distanced myself from him after a period of time. And we would try and connect and it wouldn't work. And then we'd grow apart and then we'd try and connect. So we were kind of at a point where we weren't talking, and he passed away. He passed away on August 5th, 2015, and nobody called to let us know. So it was an entire month before I found out. But around August 5th, when he passed, I started hearing every single time I would get down to brush my preschooler at the time's hair before school, I would hear this voice within myself. It's your internal dialogue. Hannah, you know when you're reading a book and your eyes are scanning the words on the page, but then inside you're speaking those words to yourself? That's your internal dialogue. That's what your internal dialogue sounds like. So legit, every single time I was combing my daughter's hair that month before school, I would hear this internal dialogue say, she needs a hairbrush like I used. She needs a hairbrush like I used. And I thought I was going, you know, batshit crazy because, you know, who has this? Like, this wasn't my voice. And I'm a writer. I've been a writer since I was young too. And that's not the way that we talk to ourselves. She needs a hairbrush like I used. I thought to myself, what the hell am I talking to myself and saying inside? This big old paddle brush is the only hairbrush I've ever used. So fast forward a month later, I found out that my dad had passed. And immediately when I heard, you know, Juge, dad's passed, I saw this vision within my mind's eye. and it was of my dad combing my hair as a young girl myself before school, because he always did that. And he was using a hairbrush I hadn't thought about for decades, which was a wooden bar, you know, brush with these boars like bristles. And it clicked. My daughter has his hair. She needs a hairbrush like I used, was my dad talking to me. And that was the first thing that just came out of my mouth. Oh my goodness, my dad's been talking to me. And so I started studying with different spiritual teachers and found out and accepted that I do have this gift, but everybody has it. You have it if you want to develop it. Everybody has God-given gifts. And so, yeah, that's my mission today, is to teach people how to connect with that inner wisdom within them.
That's amazing. I got goosebumps all over my body when you said, like, she has his hair. So, wow, amazing. How are you working with people then today?
Say that again.
How are you working with people? So let's say a client comes to you, like, what is your process to connect with the spiritual world?
Yeah. So there's a couple of different reasons that people come in. Some people have lost folks themselves and they really want to deepen that connection with their loved one on the other side, which you can absolutely do. And what I tell people is, you know, our spirits and loved ones, they have to go through a karmic life review on the other side when they pass. So even if you had a hard relationship with a parent like I did, all of that is washed away before they're allowed to cross over to the other side, to heaven. And they are, and they become part of our spirit team, right? Your spirit team is made up of God energy, call it God, universe, source. It's all the same thing. It's all that is. And it's also made up of angels, which do God's work, loved ones on the other side, and guides. And so our loved ones become a big part of our spirit team. I would say that all the ways in which I work with people are trying to do this. We all have that inner wisdom within ourselves. I believe that your soul's voice really is your intuition. And so when you're able to turn down the volume on your egoic mind, right? That's the monkey mind, because we all have these two voices within us. When you can turn down the volume on the egoic mind and really learn to develop and strengthen the muscle of turning up the volume on the intuition, now what's happening is now you're listening to God. Now you're listening to your angels as they guide you. Now you're listening to your loved ones on the other side. And we have to remember that everyone on our spirit team, they know our entire life plan here. They know every moment. They know everything that's coming up. They have every answer we will ever need. And so when we're able to turn up the volume on that intuition and really hear that wisdom, what we find is that we're never lost again. We never don't have the answers. We always can find our way through life with their help, their support. And that's where life gets really fun. Because can I tell you something? When Absolutely. A lot of people, yeah, when a lot of people think about their purpose, I find that a lot of people don't want to think about their purpose because they're like, Julie, I just know it. It's going to be something that God, you know, has set up for me. He's going to want me to be Mother Teresa. He's going to want me to do things that, you know, live this life that I don't want to live. And it's like, no, God set you up to live out your joy, to be in love with this life. And so when you move through this series of steps, you learn how to turn up the volume of your intuition and strengthen that muscle. You really begin following and listening to your spirit team's guidance. What happens is you're living a fulfilling life that you are in love with. And living that way, there's nothing else like it.
That's so beautiful. And I can absolutely agree that once I started to develop like a strong relationship with my intuition, like everything changed for me. And like I flipped my life 180 degrees around, and then on that path changed it 10 more times, I think. But it led me to happiness, and it led me to the life I live today. And I'm so grateful for it. And it sometimes it feels so hard to, because there's so much fear, because mostly the intuitive, like what our intuition wants us to do or whatever the step is like a bold step. It's so we like, I believe like kind of God's will, the universe's will, however you want to call it, is that we tap into our full potential. So yeah. That involves very often overcoming our fears and to like always get out of our comfort zones. But I think it's always what's on the other side is so beautiful.
It is. Have you ever heard somebody say, love is action?
No, I didn't. That's amazing. Yes, yeah. Actually, now that you talk, now that you say it, I heard somewhere else. Yes, I did. A love is not a feeling. I guess it didn't stick well enough with me. Yes, yeah. Because, and I was actually thinking about that in a lot of senses, and like especially in relationships, you know, it's one thing like, okay, if you cultivate the feeling within yourself, but then, you know, it's like you have to tell the other person, give like physical touch, whatever, all the things, acts of service, yeah. And so on. And that's actually also when the other person feels loved, I believe.
Well, and I think it's love in terms of our relationship with God, universe, source, because God, universe, source, I believe, is all of the energy around us, within us, in this computer that we're watching, you know, or filming on, in this microphone, in the window in front of me, in the door. God is everything, everywhere, all at once. And yet we can't just reach out and like hug God, and we can't have a physical conversation using our voices like this in the exact same way and hear the voice of God coming back. But I believe that love is an actionable step that we are taking in a relationship with God, universe, source. And that when we say yes, I'm talking to your point earlier, because you're like, as soon as I started following and taking action, that's when stuff started. And I was like, yes, Hannah, you've got it. Like, that is it. Because as soon as you take action, I personally believe that that is us saying yes to God. Yes, I believe. Yes, I have faith. Yes, I trust. Yes, I love you, God. And I know that you're going to show me the way. And a lot of people, I would say a lot of humanity is waiting for God to give them the entire picture, right? Like, Hannah, here you go. Here is going to be, you know, the next 10 years of your life. This is going to happen first, and then this, and then this, and then this. And people are waiting for like this master plan. But that's not how God loves on us. The way that God loves on us is God plants one seed within us, one calling within our hearts, and says, go do this. Go take this yoga class, go take this training class, go get certified in this, or, you know, whatever it may be, go for a walk. And when you listen to that one step, something unfolds magically, and you get another piece to the puzzle. And then you go take action on that, and you get another piece. And I think that what a lot of us learn along the way, and I think this is one of the secrets of life, is that you begin to trust with such blind faith, that intuitive voice within you that only speaks loving, positive things. And you begin running with it. You start to shed that skin of fear, and you just begin running with all of the directives that they give you. And once that starts to happen, you start to see God move miracles and mountains in your life.
What you're saying resonates so much with me. I got last year, I think it was last year, tattooed on my foot, walk by faith, because it was And that message was to myself so important because that's like such a life motto for me. And it's exactly that. I love the combination of like the walking and like faith is very, very important to me, especially it got important to me once I heard the first intuitive thing, like quit my job. I was like, oh, I can't quit my job and so on. And then like everything that unfolded from then. Mm-hmm. And what I also believe that lots of people want to like, I think at the beginning, when we don't have a very good relationship yet with our intuition, it's very often just like a super like silent nudge. And it's like over time that it gets louder and louder. And I think like, you know, we all always want safety, like that's what our brains are wired for. And therefore, we want to like have this super clear message right at the beginning. And then we feel safe enough to take action. And as you say, it's like taking the quantum leaps always over and over. And then that's where the miracles happen.
Yes, I think you're 100% spot on.
What I would like to dive deeper into the topic of angels and spirit guides and so on, because I know that's something that exists within myself, around myself, and just intuitively, but I've never done any education or nothing like this. So I would like to learn all these things from somebody who's like, who learned about this, who's like cultivating this really on a daily basis. Because for me, like even you said, like we have this spiritual kind of like force around us of God, then we have our angels, we have our ancestors, we also have our spirit guides. So my first question is, first of all, angels, you know, we all have immediately the visual picture of like, okay, like a little, maybe naked little baby with like beautiful wings. That's kind of like how angels are portrayed to us. So what would you say angels are? And then what's the difference between an angel and a spirit guide? And like, what are the different entities kind of that we can connect with?
Yeah. So, when it comes to angels, I believe that there are so many more of them than we even realize, because God is an infinite source. And angels are truly just God's energy, as if God like stacked the deck here in our favor, wasn't going to let us do this life alone. And so angels are pieces of God's energy, in a similar way, how our souls are just a droplet in the ocean that is God. But the angels don't have any egoic mind whatsoever. They never have, and they never will. They're just pure pieces of God consciousness that are able to help us in this lifetime. So they do. And every Thursday on the podcast, what we do is we share an angel story. So we've had so many people talk about that they were in, I would say, kind of like imminent danger, right? Like they were about to get into a car accident, or they were just in a car accident, or, you know, angels near trains and just all these different places where physical, I believe that angels can show up where they can make themselves almost look like human beings and prevent something from happening. There's a lot of stories of that. There's a lot of stories, though, of just the angels coming through our consciousness. So just how my dad was able to come through my mind and really teach me the difference between my egoic mind and my intuition. Angels are doing that every day for all people. Have you ever heard of angel numbers?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Yeah. So I believe that angels are starting to do that a lot through numbers. Like when you look at the clock and you see a series of numbers, and then you see it on license plates and on receipts and everywhere. This is one way that they're kind of starting to help us see our intuition and release a lot of usage of the egoic mind. And so that's where our angels step in. Our guides are a different energy because they've all lived past lives with us. I believe it's hard for our minds to fathom here, but that we are infinite beings too, that were never created and never shall cease to exist. We will always exist. And that we have had just so many lifetimes, right? So we have a lot of guides who have walked steps before us in mentorship, in lifetimes with us, and continue on that role from the other side because they love us. They love us tremendously. There's also, I'm just going to turn this on silent. Hopefully you can edit that out. So those guides are really able to understand us from a really different perspective. If you think about this lifetime right here, right now, is like a puzzle piece that we are putting together. But what if you had a puzzle from every single past life, right? And that you have 1,000 past lives. This one lifetime and the work that you're doing here, we only understand it from birth until death, but really it fits into a very larger purpose that we've had throughout our multiple lifetimes. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I was actually just two thoughts were popping in my head while you were talking. The one, don't laugh about me, but one was that actually each Disney movie has kind of like some figure that is like a spiritual guide, no matter if it's in Pocahontas, the Mother Earth, or even like Star Wars, Yoda, and so on. There's always this one figure that has like this infinite wisdom, and that's kind of like a spiritual guidance for the main actor.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love Disney so incredibly much, and I love the Star Wars movies. They are, really, and I love the last series with Rey, the last three movies.
My husband could tell a lot right now. I watched a lot with him, but I swear I forgot everything. But Disney really touches my heart, and I love how, like, they're super cute, the music is amazing, and so on, but the messages that are in there, now that I'm so much in personal development and so on, I understand of each Disney movie, what are actually the messages that Disney or like the producers or whatever wanted to put, like to put as in the belief system of a little child. And I still notice myself that like old songs like Hercules or something where he's like, I can climb the distance and so on, that those things do something with me. Like when I listen to them today, I like they empower me. And I find this so beautiful that this starts at a kid's level.
Yes. Yes. We were there at Disney just this past year for like the 50th anniversary. And we were at Epcot when they were doing this huge like light show and movie show. And they took all of the clips of all of the different movies and like kind of smashed them together. And they really had this theme and message that they were trying to get across to everybody, which is stories matter. Right? Like the stories that we share within the world, stories are very, very profound and very powerful. And I think what happens is those words matter and words carry energies. So we can use words that we know are going to rob other people of energies, or we can use words that empower people with energy and actually speak words of faith into people so that when they're going through a trial or a hard point in their life later on, that they think back to that song that you were just talking about and like, you can overcome and you can climb this mountain and you can do this. And that watching that one simple movie for you came packed with these energies that you have carried forward and have helped you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how did we, that's because of figures of wisdom. I'm like, how did we end up with talking about Disney? But they are just amazing. But yes, spirit guide and the leading roles that they are actually, you know, and I believe like in lots of these movies, like that the producers, like they think about every aspect of it. So that in all of these movies that there is a spiritual guidance person also kind of like shows that maybe that helps us to open up our eyes to the spiritual realm and the guidance that is within us, around us, and accessible 24/7.
24/7. And that is truth. Like, you have a spirit team. Everybody does. I've had people ask before, well, what if I have done this or this? Could my spirit team have gone away? No, they know exactly why you've done everything that you do. And they love you. And really, it's interesting. I think that our spirit team a lot of times is coming through with this message that you don't have to do anything to be loved. You don't have to achieve anything. There's nothing except for all you have to do is just exist. You just have to flow through this life. You just have to put one step in front of another and just keep going. And really, to a large degree, that is our job here.
Absolutely. So often when I'm just connecting with like my spiritual guides and asking like, what message do you want me to receive? It's just you're loved. And that's so beautiful that it's like not, you know, do this to create like to, because I'm a very driven person and I'm very like, I have a huge vision, no clue how I will ever achieve it, but I know I will. So it's like, I'm like very often go, go, go and so on. And just to receive this message of like, hey, just how you are right now at the current moment of your life, your loved is just so just food for the soul. I don't even know how else I should put it into words.
Yeah. Can I give you an angel message that just came through while you were talking about that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So your spirit team just said, please tell Hannah that that things are going to evolve, adapt, mold, and kind of shift a little bit, and it's on purpose. So sometimes we can have an initial vision. And what happens is spirit often gives humanity, people, individuals, the last vision first. And this creates a lot of anxiety within driven people because, or a lot of times people with ADHD, because they'll think to themselves, oh my gosh, I have to go out. I have to get this done within 6 months or a year. And then they put all of this pressure on themselves. But a lot of times spirit starts by giving us and inspiring us with like the vision of where we're going to be 10 years from now or 15 years from now or 20 years from now. In order for us to kind of break it apart and re-put it back together, by doing the steps in order to get to that point that spirit was showing us. But spirit said two things to you, Hannah. Breathe, because it doesn't have to happen all at once. And then the second thing is the vision that they give you often looks different once you get there. And I would say better, right? But some people that I've worked with along the way are trying to create that exact vision. Okay. I'm going to give you an example. When I was very first going through my training and working with teachers, I went to a sound healing and they showed me at a Barnes and Noble's like signing book copies. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to write a book. But getting to that point, what that actually looked like, I didn't ever go do, you know, the Barnes and Noble, sit at the table and like sign the copies. I signed the copies at home and sent them out. But it doesn't have to look exactly like the picture. Oftentimes it's going to be better. Allow for that little bit of mystery and evolution along the way. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing. It truly, it resonates with me so much. First of all, the breathe. I was actually today like thinking, okay, I should talk with my coach about how much pressure I'm putting on myself and kind of like this internal. So thank you very much about that.
Yay.
And the second thing is absolutely actually even resonating with what's happening a little bit in my life again, that I used to go that direction. Then I thought, okay, that's not my way. So I used to go that direction. And all of a sudden I feel myself pulled again to the original direction. So I'm very curious what this will evolve like and what this will look like in the end. I'm super open right now. I have like something like in September, I'm creating with my brand a huge yoga festival. And then after that, I have no clue what will happen. And I'm so like, I just know it's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited for you. Oh, that's phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you. You actually mentioned your book. I would also like to talk about your book for everybody who wants to. Like, I will definitely, after our conversation, buy it because I want to learn more about it. And who everybody's curious about, what would you say are kind of like the three biggest nuggets of wisdoms or lessons of your book?
Yeah. So there is a precise way of getting into alignment and flow energy and feeling that connection with your spirit team. And I teach people how to do that in the beginning of my book. And I am very highly ADHD myself. So I don't believe in spirituality in terms of like, we have to sit down and meditate for 30 minutes every morning. And there's a way to actually carry God's energy with us 24/7, where we are always in alignment, where we are always in flow. Well, we're having conversations like this, or I'm, you know, at my daughter's practices, or running to the grocery store, whatever I'm doing, working, sending emails, you can always be in this flow and alignment energy. And that is kind of like being dialed into the radio station where you can hear God, universe, source, your spirit team come through. So I teach people in the book really how to get into that energy, and also how to know everybody who's on your spirit team. So the rest of the book after that goes through almost like an angel dictionary. Who is each angel? How are they working with you? Who are your guides? Who are your loved ones on your spirit team? And I didn't want to create two separate books for people to buy, like a book and a workbook. So it has room for you to write, and it has room for you to channel in there, and it has room for you to figure out who's on your spirit team. And by the end, you have that list.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So if I would like to now start to get more in touch with my spiritual guides, or somebody listening or watching right now who's not at all in touch with them, what would you say is the first step that we can take?
Yeah. So it's really learning to hold that energy that I call oneness, because it is like, you couldn't get from here to a point 2 hours away without a car or a vehicle, right? Or some mode of transportation. And you can't hear the radio unless you're turned into the right dial station. In the exact same way, a lot of people are like, Julie, I'm praying, but I'm not hearing answers, or I'm doing automatic writing, but nothing is coming through. Why is this? It's because we're not dialed in. It's because we're not tuned into the right station. So really getting your vibrational frequency right and learning how to keep it right is going to keep you dialed in all the time, so that as soon as your angels have a message, like, you are tuning into it.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing this. When you said prayer right now, I remembered a question that I prepped before. Like, I let all my conversations, like, I prep with you things, but then I never look at it because I like it to be an authentic conversation that just flows. But now I remember that one of the questions I prepped was about prayer, because I know prayer other than from like a few podcasts or something, just from school. That's kind of like, we grow up with prayer, and most of us in church and so on. And we kind of like read these prayers that I can only speak for myself. I had no emotional connection to it. I was kind of like reading it just like an article or something. And that was praying for me, until I now like got into spirituality, but now praying is something totally else. So what would you say, how do we, for example, when we formulate our prayers, do we say thank you for doing this, because, you know, manifestation energy, as if it's already here? Or do we say like, spirit guys, please like help me with this, like as a request and so on? What would you say? How should we pray? Again, the should is under quotation marks.
Totally. Hannah, are you in a partnership or are you married?
I'm married. Yeah.
Okay. Would you ever go talk to your partner just in one way all the time?
No, that's true. No, in very, very multiple ways. Also depends on my mood.
Yeah, totally, totally. So so it's the same way with God, Universe, Source. It's really a relationship, and you have that partnership with them. And we're really able to have times where you ever been at capacity where you're like, I can't take one more thing happening within my life, because it's just like I have so much stress and anxiety. There's just so much going on. There are times where I feel like as human beings, we just are kind of in a desperate state. We're like, God help, like just come in, take over. I don't know what's going on here, but I just need help. And there's times that we're curious and we have a decision to make and we don't know which way to go. And we're more in communication with God of like, okay, God, show me the way, you know, like show me what the right answer is, bring through the sign. And there's just all different, every day you wake up in a different energy, a different mood, different things happening within your life. And I think that prayer is sharing your life with God, just as you would a friend, a counselor, a parent, a family member. Hey God, here's where I'm at today. I don't know if I'm doing this right. Please lead the way. I do pray, and I've prayed this ever since I was a kid. I did go to Catholic school. I don't know if it came there, but it's just always been a major philosophy of my life that I've just always felt like my life isn't my own and that I just want to do God's will here. Whatever that is, help as many people as possible, serve as many people as possible. And so that's the thing that I pray the most is just God, Universe, Source, please come work through me to the maximum degree possible to help as many people as possible.
That is beautiful. Do you know the Course of Miracle line? What would you have me do? What would you have me, where would you have me go and to whom? I love those so much.
I love them too. Yeah.
Yeah. How does it look like in your everyday life then? Do you do it like right when you wake up and before you bed that you just kind of like in your mind repeat a few sentences or that you kind of say a few sentences or what does it look like? Or is it an ongoing conversation truly all day?
Yeah. So that's a great question. Have you ever seen a tuning fork? You kind of like take a tuning fork, hit it, and it vibrates at a certain pitch that you can, you know, string an instrument to or kind of get that vibrational alignment there. I believe that right when we wake up in the morning, we are most ready to be that tuning fork. And if we just take 1 minute of meditation, 2 minutes or 5 minutes, we are going to set our vibrational frequency for the day. So, and kind of our mind as well. So if you get up and you look at the phone first thing, you're setting your vibrational frequency and your mind to get your dopamine hits all day long from the phone. Whereas if you wake up and for the first 1 minute, even if it's just 30 seconds, and you get into a high vibration, which I call oneness, what ends up happening is you're tuning your mind and your energy to God's frequency. And that's what you're going to come back to all day long. So you're more likely to come back during your day to prayer. You're more likely to come back during your day to talking with God. You're more likely to come back during your day when you get stressed or anxious to that high vibration. And then at the end of the night, I do go through what I'm grateful for. And I also ask God to show me where I could do things better, kind of just like a reflection on the day, you know, where my kudos for the day and where, what could I do better? And I think that's really helpful. Just kind of saying those prayers at night, God help me tomorrow to do the very best I can do and work through me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I can agree 100%. And for everybody listening or watching who doesn't like believe or something, even if it's not, let's say you're not praying to any source out there or anything like this, but just reflecting on yourself at the end of the day and tuning in for what you're grateful in this physical life is a game changer. 100% a game changer.
Yeah. It's amazing. And you know what? There's all of these tools out there, right? And are most of the people who listen to your podcast women?
Yes.
Yeah. We have so much on us, right? To do all of the things. And, you know, it's a lot. It is a lot for women in this day and age. And when you get into the spiritual community and the wellness community, it's like, okay, get up in the morning, spend, you know, 1 minute in oneness, and then do your automatic writing, and then get ready and go work out and feed the kids and get the kids to school. And it's like, if I did all of the things that people were telling me to do, I'd begin every day at like 11 or 11:30 and end every day at like 3 p.m., right? Like, we can't get it all done. And so I think we have to try on different things, just like we try on clothes, see what fits, see what works, and give ourselves the freedom to let go of the, you should do this, you should do this, you should fit in. Nobody's doing all of this. I can tell you, I am working with thousands of women. Nobody is doing all of it. Try on what works for you and forget the rest.
Absolutely. And the thing is, like, all these tools are supposed to make us feel better and not more stressed. And that's like something I had to remind myself for a long time, that if I'm not journaling every day, oh, what else? Like, if it makes me feel stressed about journaling, then this is obviously not something that's on a daily basis good for me, or the other way around, whatever. Like, all these tools and practices are there to make you feel better and not worse. So that's, I think, a very, very important factor. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah.
For everybody who got now curious about working with you, where can we find you?
Oh, thank you so much. You can find me over at theangelmedium.com.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for being on the show. You're truly a light. Like, talking with you was just so amazing, so inspiring. Keep doing your work. Keep shining your light. You are really a blessing to society, to the world. So keep shining your light. And thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Thank you, Hannah, for the invitation.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would love to connect with you on a more personal level on Instagram at HannahWiz_, where you will receive daily inspiration and more insights on how you can turn your dreams into reality. If you want to dive even deeper into becoming your higher self and you would like my support, check out my website, HannahWiz.com. Be sure you're subscribed to my podcast so you don't miss a single episode. And if you like this show, share it with someone who is looking to live an extraordinary life. Thank you so much for being part of this beautiful community. I am sending you so much love and a big, big hug. And always remember, it's time to shine your light.